Welcome to The Unlabeling Effect, where three distinctive women daringly dive into some taboos with the intention to normalize the uncomfortable yet vital conversations. We're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery with comrades like you. Let's commence on this week's episode on Could You Be the Reason of Someone's Smile Today? You have surely heard of the expression of It is better to give than to receive. But do you believe it? Research conducted by social psychologists does show that people's sense of happiness is greater when they spend relatively more on others than on themselves. Would that be even more so if we do it to a stranger or a friend? I have invited Vivian and Melody, including myself, to complete three good deeds before the recording of this episode. How do these turn out? Without further ado, let's dive right into this heartwarming episode. I'm your host, Rita, and with me today are Vivian and Melody. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hello.
So, I gave you guys a task to do. So, how did it go?
Well, to be honest, I actually struggled to really give myself credit on some kind of good deeds that I made because I didn't feel like it's something that I deserve like a massive credit on. So I felt a little embarrassed to actually say that I've done some good deeds.
I think maybe you're not used to really telling yourself that, I did a good job or I did something good to someone today and I should be appreciative to myself. I mean, sometimes we just don't appreciate ourselves enough in doing positive things to people and even the community. Share with us, what did you do that you might not have credited yourself, but when you think back right now, you think, maybe I have made someone smile today.
Well, so it was my friend's birthday lunch over the Easter weekend. I only knew four of us, over 10 to 12 of us. And I made sure no one had like an empty glass and was okay with lunch, even though it wasn't my lunch. But I felt like, you know, just wanted to make sure everyone was having a good time. So I kind of like made some small gesture to make sure everyone was like comfortable. And obviously my friend, which was actually his birthday, he came up to me after and said, like, you know, he really appreciated that. And everyone noticed how I was trying to make them feel welcomed and comfortable at lunch. So I think, I don't know, I just didn't feel like it's something that I would usually like take credit and say, okay, you know, this is something really nice that I've done. You know,
yeah.
It's not something that I would do, but I'm trying to wrap my head around it and just, you know, appreciate small acts like this.
Yeah, and it's very important. I'm sure like some people might be new in the group. They might not feel as comfortable when they have to join a new close-knit group. It's really nice that that guy also reciprocate and feeling very appreciative of you. I think this kind of two-way streets of relationship is making really meaningful relationship.
I believe we do good deeds every day. And I was doing this mental calculation. Okay, this is not big enough of a good deed to share with the audience, you know, but you know, holding the door for people, smile to people, like those are already like good deeds. But one experience stood out to me was I was walking down a very, very busy street. There was this lady with a stroller with all the cardboard box, and then one of them fell. And then it was very automatic. Like I just went to pick up for her because she was like way behind me. And so she yelled at me, like in a good way. She yelled at me saying that, no, it's dirty. It's fine. I can do it by myself. I guess she was also shocked. I didn't put much thought to it until I was prepping for this episode. And I guess I felt good. But I didn't like exaggerate that. Or maybe because she didn't, you know, like the usual way saying like, oh, thank you so much. And and that's why I didn't really think about it too much.
Sometimes we do good deeds every single day. And even just minor stuff, we just don't realize it.
Yeah.
And I was glad that Vivian actually reminded me that when I was trying to complete my task this time. And, you know, I wasn't in my best shape in the past couple of weeks because I kind of lost balance in my work and life. And I was just calling Vivian and asking her, what should I do now? I don't have the mental capacity to do good deeds to people because I couldn't even make myself smile, let alone making others smile. Now that it reminds me of a book that I think a lot of people have read, which is called The Midnight Library, it just reminds people how minor thing that you do in daily life you found insignificant, but actually to another person is like a big turning point to their mm-hmm. life. For example, I remember the main character just picked up the medicine for an old guy in the book every day. And he finds that very insignificant. He finds himself very useless. He doesn't do any good deeds to anyone. He's just so small in the world. So that's why he committed suicide and hence brought him to a library of his life. And he picked up one book and looked at the outcome of different life choices. And he found out that if he stopped picking up the medication for that old man, actually, he would not be living at his home. He would be living in a very poorly managed elderly housing. And he wouldn't be in such a good shape. So now that he saw that outcome, he knew that insignificant stuff that he does in life is actually means a lot to people that we sometimes don't know.
It reminds me of last December. It was a very intimate conversation between Rita and I. So I was going through a lot and I actually had depression symptoms. And I was like, okay, life has no purpose. I was just like not motivated to do anything. And I remember this movie called Soul. Mm. It really changed my perception of life. It's, you know, like it's not what kind of impact you can make in the society regarding your business achievements or whether you can, like Elon Musk, come up with rockets that can circuit the orbit, you know? It's more like, what do you do every day? Yeah. It's like, do you enjoy walking? Do you enjoy the trees changing colors? Did you feel like different emotions? And that mindset shift is so hard. When I was in a pit, I would say. But then sometimes we look for the great things. We set these like high goals of ours, such as like this episode. We think good deed is something like up there, but it's actually here. We just didn't see it. And I think it's about like how you tweak that perspective of yours.
Yeah. And it's just about the relationship with people that actually builds up the block of life. What constitutes happiness in life is just how you interact with people in the community. And in the past couple of weeks, I wasn't able to deliberately do some good deeds, but definitely I was aware that I am a big receiver of good deeds. Like I remember I went to this Vietnamese coffee shop. I was just sitting there waiting for the owner to come back because he went out for delivery. So I waited for 15 minutes and he came back and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Are you waiting for me? I was like, yeah, waiting for your coffee as always. And he went in and he was like, oh, but I don't have oat milk today. Could you do other milk? And I was like, oh, I just did my grocery shopping. Why don't you use my oat milk? So he got my oat milk. He made me a coffee and he was like, oh, this is free. And I was like, no, you're just, you know, owning your business. I could pay half if you would like. And he was like, are you happy? Then that's enough. And you know, that really warmed my heart that day.
Now I want to move to Queensland.
Yeah, right? People are so good. And not only that, people just flash you a big smile randomly on the street. And sometimes you're just feeling very overwhelmed with work and just a random smile would just make you feel grounded.
That feeling of like, you know, people doing something nice to you was quite special.
Fifth, have you been a receiver of good deeds, you think?
Tons.
Tell us more about it.
I was just thinking like all the examples that we just shared, it's with strangers. But sometimes when you receive good deeds from, let's say, a person that you're seeing, right? It's automatically like in your head or in your heart, you feel like you should do the same thing or more back to that person. And it happened to me very often. It's like when people, you know, like spoil you with like small gifts and they scheduled, for example, a really nice time with you. And sometimes it's, you know, like social courtesy that I have the urge to spoil him as well, or that I just want to spoil him. It's the line is very blurred. But there were times where I would feel a little bit unappreciated if in a certain period of time I was always the one who's doing all the acts of service or, you know, planning or gifts and everything. And sometimes I'm just thinking like, is it possible for us to keep giving and giving and giving and without receiving anything and still feel okay? But I know it's not healthy to expect something in return. Because of course, when you, you know, spoil the other person, like their reaction, like gives you so much joy. I'm not sure. I haven't analyzed that emotion deep enough, I guess.
I do think if you want to experience like genuine happiness by giving, you have to give from a place of love and give without expecting anything in return, because having expectations is just gonna set you up for failure or disappointment. But then there is also an intricate line that is called unhealthy giving, which is you keep on giving and people do not reciprocate, and they are just, you know, they are almost like taking advantage of that giving. So I do think there is a boundary or maybe a threshold that you set in that relationship to see when is enough is enough.
Yeah.
The threshold could fluctuate in different relationship and also at different stages. When you just started a relationship versus in a long-term relationship, that kind of dynamic will change as well. So it really depends on you, how you choose to balance out your happiness and your giving and the receiving side.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I think before doing any good deeds, I need to ask myself, do you have the mental capacity to do so? Because if I don't, then I should just not do it. I feel like people sometimes, even like in the Asian community, like my grandma and my aunts and uncles, they think that good deeds is a should. Like you should do something for someone. It's not coming from the intention to deepen the relationship. Maybe they're just fulfilling a duty or they expect something in return. Yeah, I guess like asking yourself your intention and what you're trying to achieve here. Is it for you? Because if it's for you, then great. Like you feel happy when you do a good deed, right? So if that's not enough, then maybe you should just not do it.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when you are giving at the expense of your own mental health or sacrificing part of your mental capacity, it's actually directing your relationship in a negative way, because you would have built up resentment of, oh, I have already sacrificed instead of giving. I've sacrificed this kind of thing to give you something and you are not doing extra or reaching my expectations. Like this kind of resentment is even worse than you not doing in the first place, you know?
Are there people that can give unconditionally? I'm asking like within like us three, like if you smile to strangers every day on the street, but a year gone by and never one time that you smile to a stranger, no one person smiled back at you. Would you still do it because you genuinely believe that is a good deed? Because I feel like connection between human beings, it's like a dance. It has to be both ways, even with strangers. So it's like, and you learn, it's like social learning, right? Okay, if I smile at 100 people over a year, nobody smiled back at me, then maybe I'm going to stop doing it, you know? But then if, for example, if I know that helping a granny to cross the road and she is so happy, and it's like social reinforcement that, okay, like this is socially acceptable, people like it, and that's why you do it. I think it's not like expect anything in return, but we expect a reaction.
It's not expecting something in return. It's about having a confirmation that you are in the right track of making someone happy. Because if you're doing something and that person is not feeling it, meaning it's not right. It's not that you expect something in return itself.
Yeah.
But if you know you're doing something right to contribute to someone else's life or their happiness, if no one else is receiving, maybe that's just the wrong pool of people.
Or even wrong tactic. It's just other ways that they feel loved.
Totally.
So, yeah. Because I do think that when we do good deeds, we don't really think of anything in return, especially to stranger. I mean, we won't even meet for the second time. So usually purely out of love. So, yeah.
There was one time actually when I was feeling quite low when I was in London, just broke up with my ex-boyfriend, and I went for a really long walk. So it was like sunset, and then I was just staring at the sky, and then there was like an old man just like approached me and tapped me on my shoulder. But he said something like, everything is going to be okay. I wasn't even that upset then because I was kind of, you know, in my own bubble, just trying to suppress my sadness and emotions then. And when he said those words, I just honestly, I just broke down. Not because I was upset, not because I had like an excuse to cry or express my sadness. It's because I felt loved by a stranger.
Wow. I think that was powerful.
And it made me reflect. I should have observed a bit more and show more love or warmth to people that I just don't know. But then you could feel like maybe they are going through something.
It makes me reflect on, you know, us as receivers as well. Like we spend a lot of time discussing like how do we give good deeds or do good deeds, but how do we receive it? Because Mel sharing reminds me of my experience in New York, actually. So it was an experience that I'm going to like remember for the rest of my life. It's that I was in New York back in 2019, July. Mm-hmm. And it was a period where Hong Kong has like massive like social movement and everything. And I remember that day. So the whole month, I remember I was a bit low and I was like worried all the time. And then the anti-mask law was enforced. So that particular day, I was like, I'm like close to like melting down. And then my coworkers, they were so sweet. They took me out for dinner because they know that that day was really difficult for me. But then around like 10-ish, I was like, I want to go walk around. And then I went to this park that I really like. And then I took the train to the Oculus. So Oculus is like a mall in New York, Manhattan. And it's very white. And it's like triangular shape, like a chapel. It really looks like a chapel. I was like looking around. And there's this like old man. Mm-hmm. This like rose from like a staircase. And you can literally see like lights beaming.
Wow.
It's such an experience. I'm like, no joke. He's like very credible. Like he's very kind looking. And he has a badge. So you know that he works for the train station or whatnot. He was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm from Hong Kong. Immediately, he was like, I'm really sorry for what's happening right now. And then I just, like I bursted into tears because I didn't feel like there was someone, you know, in a foreign country that would care about these kind of things. He was telling me, you know, like everything happens for a reason and you just need to trust that this is going to work out, like going to be okay. And I'm so thankful that you're here instead of Hong Kong. And he held my hand. It was quite an experience. You never know, like if that time really hit that person.
Yeah, you just wouldn't know what the other person is going through that day or even that week. So always be kind. If you couldn't do good deeds or help someone out, you know, the least you could do is be kind, you know? And mm-hmm. that reminds me of a good deed from my very close friend here. So I was just running around the campus like a headless chicken, basically. And I wasn't feeling or even looking around or enjoying being. I was just disoriented the entire day. And suddenly, I just saw a figure waving at me in such a dramatic manner. And she was just waving and then running towards me and just gave me a hug. And I feel good because not just that I was busy, I was also a bit homesick. But actually, I forgot that I have really nice friends that I have met here. And this could be my home as well. So it just reminds me of a lot of love that I receive as well here. So I just sent her a text saying that I really appreciate you doing that because this is one of my worst days and I don't think you know that means a lot to me. And actually that love reciprocate. And she said, you being vocal really makes my day as well about it. And I was like, you know, you need to be two-way street because she wouldn't know it creates such a big impact. So to another person, it ripple out the effect.
It makes you actually have a healthier approach by doing nicer things at the back of your head, knowing that you don't know what people are going through. So, you know, be nice.
The least that you could do is be kind to everyone around you. And if you have the mental capacity to give, which is a very beautiful thing that you could do, then share the love and happiness to your friends, to your family, or even a random person that is passing by. And if you're lucky enough to be on the receiver side, you should be appreciative and just not to feel embarrassed or to have a sense of resistance of not being able to take. Sometimes people just give out of love, just receive it, build a relationship, appreciate their act, and that makes a very meaningful relationship in the community. That's all for today's episode on Could You Be the Reason of Someone's Smile Today? Join us again next time when we talk about how to be your true self in a society that worships fakeness.
Thank you for tuning in, and let's continue the conversation on Instagram at Unlabeling Effect. Please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and iTunes and give us a rating. Until then, dare to feel, dare to be real.